just talked to Sam, and I said, he said it's probably, you know, he felt like it was like one of the worst games he ever played. And I said, it's always been games like that where you don't play well, and now you know you only can play better from here on out.
It's a good start. That was a good start. It was a good drive. And anytime you can go, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes, whatever that was, put the ball in the end zone on the road, kind of get you a good feel. So good to get a win. 3 division road wins, that's pretty sweet.
I think probably most is determination, because I feel like that word kind of covers how he competes, how he prepares. You have to be determined to be durable, which, my gosh, he's as durable as they come.
I mean, I've been in the situation, faced really good pitchers here in the National League over the years. You know, Kershaw, DeGrom, those guys. You just know you got to come out there and you're going to be throwing up zeros, and you know, you got to try to match the intensity.
What a glorious day for sports, huh? Did you think about that? Did you, Slugger? Huh? Good stuff. I mean, we got the NBA firing up. We got the World Series. You kidding me? Aren't you a little jacked about this World Series? Are you a little jacked or a lot of jacked? I love this matchup. You just gave me the weird look, Dan. Is that a weird look like that screams, why would I be jacked up about this? Or is that a weird look that screams, are you nuts? Why the hell are you even asking that question?
That was a, did you just say a lot of jacked look?
No. I'm jacked up about it. I am. I'm excited. The question is, which former Tiger is going to be the star in this World Series?
Fernando Rodney.
Is it going to be Rodney?
He's going to close it out for the Nationals.
Did you see there was some, who was it? There was some recording artist that like wanted to take a picture with Fernando Rodney, and they both like took a picture with the crooked hat on. Did you see that? And I don't remember
who
it was.
This was recently?
Yeah, it was like last week. I think it was when they clinched last week.
A like legitimate known artist knows who Fernando Rodney is.
That's what blew my mind. Well, I mean, the guy's been around for 70 years. He's like Highlander. Right? I mean, the guy's been around forever. Yeah, it was like, I don't know. I mean, for all I know, this artist isn't real well known or anything. But like, I saw this picture and they like posed in the locker room, and they both had the crooked hat thing going on. Seriously, think about a guy like that. I mean, he really, truly has been around forever. Can I say this? You know who might be just flying under the radar a little bit, and I couldn't be happier for the guy because he's just a really nice human being. But you know who might be flying under the radar a little bit is Anibal Sanchez. Might be flying under the radar a little bit. He's pitched very well this postseason. He has 2 games, 12 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's got a 63 whip and an ERA of 71. Pitched really well. Obviously, that game against the Cardinals, he carried a no-hitter into the 7th inning. And couldn't be happier for the guy, because if you remember, like, going back a couple years ago, was that 2 years ago, 3 years ago? I'll look it up. Like, he looked lost. And I felt sorry for the guy, because it was like start after start. And, Dan, you were probably part of some of the broadcasts. They'd go in the room, and, like, he would face the music. That's the type of dude he is. But he just had this look on his face, like after every start, that screamed, you guys are going to ask me questions that I don't have answers to, but I'm going to stand here anyway and try to explain to you, even though I have no idea what's going on. Do you remember that? It was painful.
Oh, I remember. I remember he would try to throw the two-seam fastball inside, and he would just leave it hanging over the middle. I think he was allowing something like 2.5 home runs a start or something at one. I think he allowed like 27 home runs and like 20 starts at one point. It was not good.
And really, I mean, the strange thing is it kind of came out of nowhere. You know, he went from, in 2013, he was just downright nasty. He was nasty. He had a near no-hitter against Minnesota because we had the Sanchez package. Like, every year it seems like, you know, you get, you know, because obviously there's a set assignment, you get, like, to see a certain pitcher. One year we had the P package for Porcello. Then we had the Sanchez package. Then we had the Pelfrey package, which was just awesome. It was great to go see Mike Pelfrey pitch every other time out. But in 13, he had, what, the 17 strikeout game. He had the near no-hitter against Minnesota on a Friday night. Was it Maurer that broke it up? Do you remember? It was a Friday night in 2013. Was it Maurer that broke it up with one out in the ninth? Fact check me there. I know it was one out in the ninth. I can't remember if it was Maurer. Oh, crap. Maybe somebody will tell me and remind me.
You're correct.
It was Maurer.
Yeah, the 26th, May 26th, 2013.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He had a 2.57 ERA and a 1.15 WHIP in that season. I mean, he really was lights out. And then in 2014, he had a good season. 2015, he went to just about a 5 ERA. Then he went to a 5.87 ERA. Then that last year was just painful to watch. It was a 6.41 ERA with a 1.59 WHIP. It was painful to watch. And then, of course, he went to Atlanta and had a 2.83 ERA and a 1.08 WHIP. And this year, a 3.85 ERA. But he saved his best for the postseason, so... Dan, you picked Houston all along, right?
Yeah, but I picked the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
obviously, you're sticking with
major
them.
Major disappointment.
It's unbelievable. Those cat calls are going to start. Ryan, you Astros?
Yeah, I had Astros from the beginning. So...
I want to say the Nationals, but you know what the thing is? I think if I'm saying the Nationals, I'm only saying it to be different guy. And I don't like to be – I'm trying to be different guy.
I think it's just going to be a good series, though. I mean, the Astros hitters have not performed well this postseason.
No.
They've kind of skated by just with Gerrit Cole striking out 84 people a game. Verlander doing his patented Verlander. I'm going to give up a couple home runs in the first inning. Like I do every postseason start I've ever had in my life, and then I'm going to shut you down for six innings after that. Like, how many leadoff home runs has he given off to Coco Crisp in the postseason?
That's great. Astros in six. How about that? Astros in six. You guys good with it? Astros in six?
I think we're in for a seven-game series.
All right. I think the last day would be the 30th. I think October 30th, so we're not going into November. Well, weather permitting.
Really?
I think the last day is the 30th. So we're
good job, MLB.
We're not going to squeak into November this year. Well, again, weather permitting. Washington may change that. Houston, it doesn't matter. Washington may change it. We got a clock sync before we forget. My goodness. We got to take
Let's
care
go.
Of priorities on this show. 32, 33, 34. 35, 36.
Even?
No, it isn't. Oh, it is. This is a momentous occasion. We are absolutely even today. Wow, would you look at that? We'll keep it going all over the great state of Michigan.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Your auto value, hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
You'll find excellent service, expert advice, and awesome savings at Auto Value. You'll also find quality products you'll need for the fall and winter months ahead, like Peak Final Charge Antifreeze. Don't wait till it's too late. Protect your car, truck, or SUV with Peak.
Auto Value's the place to go for Valvoline full synthetic motor oil. Stop in and ask about our special price on 5-quart jugs. Time to clean the engine? We recommend Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment. This super detergent is Auto Value priced at just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. And this month, save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Heart Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
When you manage a nonprofit organization, you strive every day to fulfill its mission, whether assisting those in crisis or helping them realize their dreams. And all the while, you're facing challenges of your own, such as dwindling resources and increased demand for services, leaving little time to address daily operational, compliance, and accounting issues. That's where we come in. We're Beam Garter. And while your nonprofit works to serve others, we work to serve you, helping you find ways to reduce costs, embark on a capital campaign, analyze growth, or manage compliant issues and requirements. Whether you provide health and human services, support arts and culture, promote education and research, or focus on the environment and animals, we help those who help others. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Beam Garter. Find us online, beamgarter.com. Beam Garter.
See, Matt, you were probably listening that day. I don't know. You'd have to tell me. Matt said, first he said, do you think the artist said to Fernando there can be only one? Then Fernando pulled out his, do you guys like Highlander? Come on, Highlander? Is Highlander classic? Like to you kids, Highlander? Yes, no?
No.
There can only be one.
Elky, did you like it?
I misheard. I was talking about a good stand-up comedian story to Dan, So I wasn't listening to you.
Highlander, why you're in?
N?
I love it. Gosh. What a great movie. Sean Connery's so good in that movie. And then Mr. Krabs. Mr. Krabs is awesome. Clancy Brown might be the greatest actor of our time. I want you to think about all the things that Clancy Brown has been in, and then get back to me. Clancy Brown might be the greatest actor of all time. He was the Kurgan. He was Mr. Krabs. He was the mean cop in Shawshank. I mean, how iconic is that?
Now, when was the last time you saw Highlander? That's mid-80s, right?
Yeah, I showed it to my kids in the summer, and they died laughing because there's so much.
It holds up.
There's so much 80s cheese in there,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly.
There's so much 80s cheese in there. And Christopher Lambert, or Lambert, depending on what day it is. So you get this straight. He's a Scotsman with a French accent. And then the Scotsman is playing a Spaniard. Just so we get that clarified. Sean Connery's playing a Spaniard. And the French guy's playing a Scotsman. Okay. So? All right. Great movie, though. Sorry. I had to get that out there. And there can only be one. But Matt was listening. I'm not joking. I may have mentioned this to you before. In the history of this job, and I've been in this business for 25 years, I'm not, this is not an overstatement. There have been some days where I was done talking about the Lions, and recently, the day that Ausmus pulled Anibal Sanchez against the Orioles is probably the day I most wanted to just be off the air. I'm not joking when I say that. Because, and Dan and Ryan, please tell me at that moment, you were dumbfounded as to why that was happening. Like, I get it. He had been on the shelf, but he had been off the shelf for a while. He's pitching really well, and Ausmus yanked him. And so, to me, you guys remember that, right? It was that Friday afternoon. So, we're on the air talking about, I'm not joking, I was literally the only person that thought that that was a moronic decision. And people were, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're being such a hater. And I was like, it was bizarro world. Like, on that day, there were just so many people going, you can't hang that on Ausmus. I was going, what? What are you talking about? I can't hang that on Ausmus. So that's what he said. If only Lossmus was around to pull Sanchez for Jabba. And then Matt brings up a point. How much better has the Patriots' D gotten without Matt? The Patriots had more quarterback pressures last night than the Lions have had all year. You know what's funny? I mentioned that to the boys this morning. That defense is just sick right now. Patriots' defense is sick right now.
Yeah, here, I'll get some numbers for you. The Patriots, they have scored 144 points. Per Field Yates, that would be the sixth best quarterback, fourth best running back, third best wide receiver, and more points than any tight end with 144.
Jeez, oh, Pete. You know what's great about last night? I don't know about you. I'll get into it momentarily. You know what was great about last night? The Patriots improved to 7-0. They shut out the Jets 33-0. Very early in that game did I get to the point where I said, okay, cool. I can go to bed tonight. I can legitimately go to bed. There was no reason to stay up and watch that game. None. Zero. Zilch. I had.
I think most people would disagree. The Genesis halftime show is for sure a reason to watch.
Well, okay.
Charlie Puth?
Didn't he used to work for Fox 2?
Do you think he was live from New England or New Jersey, wherever? In that black and white pool party?
Black and white pool party.
You think that might have been live outside the stadium?
What did I? Is there? Did I miss something?
It's a pre-recorded music video
that they call a halftime show.
Yeah, I missed it. Sorry, I missed it.
Just next Monday, log on Twitter during halftime, and you'll see how important the Genesis halftime show is to all the fans.
You know what? Can I say this, though? Normally, I would have seen it, but I hope that this tradition continues, that the game is just over early, because it felt so good to go to bed early like that. I'm not joking. It felt so stinking good. Oh, my goodness. Like, what? Seriously? It was beautiful. I have no other way to say that. That felt so stinking good. Because it was 17-0 seemingly in the blink of an eye. And it was, if you're up right now, chances are you're in the same boat as, like, we are. I mean, now, I don't know if you get up at 4 a.m. like we do, but really, when it got to be 17-0, I was like, oh, cool, man, I'm going to bed. out like a light. It was awesome. So yes, I missed the Charles Pugh.
Charlie Puth. Charles Pugh. Did you miss? That means you also missed the new Star Wars trailer.
Oh yes, I missed the new Star Wars.
Did you wake up and see it this morning?
I've not seen it yet. No. I am happy that the Emperor is in it, though. Am I allowed to say that Palpatine is seemingly in the movie? That makes me happy. How can you deny the Emperor? Like, he's just, dude's just evil, right? There's something to be said about those evil characters. So, yeah, it's 17-0 in the blink of an eye, and I'm going, cool. I'm going to bed. We're not even out of the first quarter yet. Out like a light. This is one of those stories. Sometimes stories happen, and it's like, what are you thinking? And one of those stories happened after clinching the AL pennant for the Astros. We got to get into this next. Like, Dan, when you told me about this, he literally told me about this 10 minutes ago. And Dan, I got to apologize to you. My first thought was like, that didn't happen. No, it did.
Well, the Astros say it didn't happen. About 10 other people say it did happen.
Isn't that great? All right, we'll get into this momentarily. Glad you could join us wherever you may be. It is a Tuesday morning all over the great state of Michigan on X's and Bros.
Chris Jensen, we're going to float your boat.
But it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer.
Chris Jensen, Friday, November 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life.
Chris Jensen, plus Runaway June. Tickets for a night of great country music with Chris Jensen are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box office and online at etix.com. 2019 ACM Award winner and member of the Grand Ole Opry, Chris Jensen.
That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
Chris Jensen at Runaway June at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Money can't buy everything. Maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
We've been able to do really well this whole run, and really going back to basically June, is to try not to do it too much. You know, we say, you know, win the game that day.
All right, that's Ryan Zimmerman. Like, Dan, I hope you understand when I say this to you. Like, where I'm coming from with this. I'm not saying that this didn't happen.
Are you going to say it? Sorry, this is kind of a serious subject. We shouldn't, like, joke around about it.
But here, like, this is why it's serious, but there's part of you that sits back and you have no choice to laugh because you... I find it hard to believe that a human being could be this dumb. Like, honestly. And there's something about stupidity that has always gotten to me because, you know, listen, you guys, I'm not the smartest guy in the block. I know that, and that's okay. You know, there's something liberating about getting to that point in time in your life where you just realize, hey, listen, I'm not real smart. And you just accept it and you move on with your day, right? Cool. Let's go. And also, there are too many people taking themselves seriously today, and I just don't want to be one of those people. Thank you very much. So, when the Astros won on the walk-off homer, what was that, Saturday? All the days run together now. Was it Saturday? Was it Friday? I don't remember.
Saturday, I believe.
It was Saturday. Okay. They went on the walk-off homer. They're going back to the World Series, all right? So I'm going to read straight from the Sports Illustrated story. More than an hour after Jose Altuve won the Astros the pennant, the party in the Houston clubhouse still raged. Josh Reddick was crushing vodka Red Bulls.
Oh, yeah, nothing like an RBV.
Are you a fan? I've never had a vodka Red Bull.
Oh, I've had lots.
You're a fan? Would you give it an enthusiastic thumbs up?
Absolutely.
All right.
Especially if, like, you got a drink for a while, you know.
Cole was smoking a cigar. Carlos Correa gazed lovingly at the American League Championship trophy. And in the center of the room, now I'm going to read this, and again, I'm going to read it verbatim, and I want to hear what your initial reaction is, because, all right, I'm just going to read it anyway. In the center of the room, Assistant General Manager Brandon Taubman turned to a group of three female reporters, including one wearing a purple domestic violence awareness bracelet, and yelled half a dozen times, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so bleeping glad we got Osuna." Do you understand why I have to wonder aloud? Did that really happen? A human being can't be that stupid, Kenny. Really and truly.
Yes, he can.
You can, like, I want to believe in the good of people. I do. And if that makes me old-fashioned, then so be it. I'm old-fashioned. I'm old, so there's that. But if that makes me, I want to believe that somebody isn't that big of a jerk to pull something like that. I really do. I want to believe that. You have to understand if you do something like that, that is one of those, can I put on my father cap for a second? There's nothing good that's going to come from that. With Osuna's history, with you doing it to three females, including one wearing a purple domestic violence awareness bracelet. And let's even pretend that he didn't notice the purple domestic violence awareness bracelet. Let's just pretend that it's just a female reporter that happens to be sitting there without her purple domestic violence awareness bracelet on. You cannot be that stupid to say that, whether it be to a female or a male. So that's why part of me sitting there going, are they sure that happened? Because what do you think people are going to say? In today's society, and listen, there's a lot of PC stuff, okay? There's too much PC stuff. The pendulum has to start swinging the other way sometime soon. It really is, okay? But this doesn't count in that group. I mean, you're talking about a guy that got in trouble, that was suspended, that got his free pass out of Toronto to come to Houston, that just shut up and go about your day. Let him continue to play baseball and not draw focus to that. Like, what do you think people are going to say?
and this has to seem more deliberate because he blew the game for Houston. He gave up two runs. He gave up the lead. It's not like he pitched well and it's you're celebrating the team. He stunk in that game. That seems like it has to be more of a deliberate thing to yell at three women after he just had an awful game.
The timing was awful. I don't know. Again, I like to say, and Ryan, your kids are going to get to this point very soon. I use this on my kids all the time. What were you hoping to accomplish? What was the end result going to be? Now think before you act and think out, okay, if I do this, what is the end result going to be? Now, again, this is one side of the story. We'll get to the Astros side of the story in just a second. You're the assistant general manager. Maybe you've had, what did you call it, VRB? Is that Dan, VRB?
RVB, Red Bull Vodka,
okay.
RBV.
RBV, all right, BRV, RVB, whatever. Maybe you're jacked up in a couple RBVs.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, not that it's an excuse.
No.
But
no,
alcohol
no.
will make you do some stupid things. Let's be honest. And this is very stupid.
You kids, you're driving to school this morning. Listen to Uncle Dan, all right? You kids out there, listen. Dan's right. In pops Don Cherry. Alcohol makes you do some stupid things. Perfect. So maybe that was the case. Maybe that was the case. I don't understand how one could be so dumb. Honestly. Now listen, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, okay? And Dan and Ryan probably know this. My friends and I, we like to purposely be irreverent at times. We do. Now, do we go too far with being irreverent? No, we don't go too far, but we like to be irreverent. I think, again, there are things that we are rightfully cognizant of. And then there are people that are looking for boogeymen today. There are. Can we be adults about it? A lot of this PC stuff, it's about time. Like, respect other human beings. I don't care what gender. I don't care what race. I don't care what their sexual orientation is. Just respect other people. How about this? Be nice. Be nice. But some of this PC culture now, can we be adult about it and say it's gone too far and people are looking for things now? Because trust me, I could tell you horror stories from my time being in this business where somebody took something that I said and twisted it in such a way that it made it sound like something completely different than what was said. And you're left like looking at them going, that's what you got out of that? Are you serious? We started here. It's almost like I'm going to show my age. MapQuest. This was our starting point. This is our destination. How in the world did you end up there? How did that happen? I told you about the one meeting I had to have, right, Dan and Ryan? I had to have a meeting with an entity because I made a comment about somebody I know who's a stoner. I'll tell you during the break. I'm not even going to get into it on the air. I got an apology from this entity when they heard what was said, but somebody heard something and thought that I was making fun of something horrible. I was dumbfounded. I was like, how did you end up there? I couldn't figure out what the what the map was. And then when they explained it to me, we were like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? So you just put up a picture of Brandon Taubman. Is that who that was, I'm guessing? Yeah, for our CN 900 viewers, Ryan put up a picture of Brandon Taubman. Now, in case you're just joining us, what is being alleged is assistant general manager Brandon Taubman of the Houston Astros turned to a group of three female reporters and yelled half a dozen times, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so bleeping glad we got Osuna." Now, in this SI story, it says, The outburst was offensive and frightening enough that another Houston staffer apologized. The Astros declined to comment. They also declined to make Taubman available for an interview. So, evidently, one of the staffers on the Astros apologized and said, okay, that was bad. I offer you up an apology. Now, here is the Astros' response. The story posted by Sports Illustrated is misleading and completely irresponsible. An Astros player was being asked questions about a difficult outing. Our executive was supporting the player during a difficult time. His comments had everything to do about the game situation that just occurred and nothing else. They were also not directed at any specific reporters. We are extremely disappointed in Sports Illustrated's attempt to fabricate a story where one does not exist. Now, can I ask you this? Can I ask you this? Does their spin resonate anything with you? Could this be a case? And I'm sorry, today I'm one of those people, I like to be fair. I know so many people out there, you just want to convict people. You just want to convict people. I get it. I like to be fair. Facts matter to me, okay? So in the interest of being fair, can we somehow, some way, understand what they're saying and apply it to this situation? Because I'm having a difficult time doing so. But I think it's an exercise we have to have anyway.
Also, is this the Astros' first problem with media this year?
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Verlander.
Can you, really and truly, he was doing this to support his guy who was down after the moment, and he wasn't necessarily yelling at these three female reporters as much as he was just saying, this is our guy regardless, we love him, he's meant so much to us. Can we apply that here and say, okay, I can understand the misunderstanding? Can we apply that here? Because I'm having a tough time doing it. If not, the one thing that makes me say, all right, I'm not sure that I believe that, is the fact that an Astros staffer came up and apologized. That's what makes me think to myself, okay, I'm not quite sure it went down that way.
Yeah, and there's probably context that we're not, you know, granted to because of just previous incidents that could be with this guy. We just don't know. Yeah. So it could be one of those things where he could have been saying that, then all of a sudden he sees those three journalists and then decides to get a little louder. You just don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. Dan, who do we got hanging on the line? Auto Value Guest Line at 313-396-5527.
Freddie.
Our buddy Freddie the Pizza Man. Freddie, what's up? You are on all over the great state of Michigan. Hi, friend.
Good morning, Sean. I can attest you're a very fair man.
Oh, thank you. I try really hard. I think it's important today.
Listen, I don't like to call it more than twice a week or 2 days in a row. I hate doing that just to give other people time, but I had to call this morning. I'm a little confused with Michigan football. This is coming from a Michigan fan. And by the way, the Nationals are 5. I want to see Scherzer win it so bad, and I think I want to see JV lose it more than I want to see Scherzer win it. But Nationals are 5. Listen, I'm a little confused with the Michigan football. I'm a Michigan fan. I've been a Michigan fan for a long time, and I was that guy when Harbaugh was hired. I'm like, oh, man, great. We're going to win a national championship finally and get there. I mean, I was that guy. I thought we were going to do some good things here, and it hasn't worked that way. So you got to be fair that what I've been seeing lately on social media is a little confusing to me. It's just like everyone now is saying, hey, he needed time. Why is everybody getting their panties in the jaw, whatever? He needed time. Wait a second. didn't you guys say when he got here, and I'm one of them, say, hey, he was going to win a title? And has he got a little listen, I don't like to say anything. I'm not going to say anything bad about Jim Harbaugh. I don't know the guy. Yesterday, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt you. I mean, did he turn that into him? I mean, this was about Ronnie Brown or Ronnie Bell.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The stuff that people did to that kid is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
But am I reading that wrong? I mean, did Jim Harbaugh turn it into him? Like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I mean, the guy is confusing to me, and fans that are giving him a free pass now really confuse me. It's really doesn't want me to be I don't want to be a Michigan football fan until he's gone, Sean. Am I crazy?
Well, Freddie, I couldn't agree with you more. I am mystified that some of the exact same people that I have had conversations with going back 4 years now that told me that there was not going to be any marinating period, okay? There was a chance they were going to get it done in the first year, but for sure the second year, are the same people that are telling me it doesn't happen overnight. The exact same people. And I told you on a personal level, Freddie, the issue that I have is this revisionist history that he took over just this absolute debacle and there was nothing there. And I've said this once, I've said it 10,000 times. You can't tell me year after year how great your recruiting classes are, and then when it doesn't come to fruition, tell me you didn't have anything. It doesn't work that way. So in that regard, I'm with you 100%. I'll say it again, and it's hard for me to say because I'm not going to tell you how you should be a fan. I'm not going to tell anybody how they should be a fan. For me, when I look at Jim Harbaugh, he's good. He's had good years. That's both the problem and the answer to me. So he isn't going to make everybody happy until he wins. It really isn't that difficult, but I think that's where we're at right now. Hour number two of the show all over the great state of Michigan.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
We will rock you at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, the number one Vegas sensation. A night of spectacular sight and sound. If you love the music of Queen, you'll love We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd. Tickets start at $22 and are on sale now at the Eagles Landing and Soaring Eagle box office. Online at etix.com. Queen fans, don't miss We Will Rock You. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Hard Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
You'll find excellent service, expert advice, and awesome savings at Auto Value. You'll also find quality products you'll need for the fall and winter months ahead, like Peak Final Charge Antifreeze. Don't wait till it's too late. Protect your car, truck, or SUV with Peak. Auto Value's the place to go for Valvoline full synthetic motor oil. Stop in and ask about our special price on 5-quart jugs. Time to clean the engine? We recommend Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment. This super detergent is Auto Value priced at just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. And this month, save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Hard Store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Does the sizzle have your attention yet? You don't want to miss brand new $9.99 dinner special. Your choice of the 7-ounce prime rib, 1-pound rack of fall off the bone barbecue ribs, or the signature 6-ounce sizzle and sirloin steak. Each comes with two sides and bottomless yeast rolls. Yours for only $9.99. Monday through Thursdays, 3 to 8 p.m. at Brand's, home of Michigan's original sizzle.